Oh, it's working. Hello? Hello, Corbion. No. Is anyone out there? The streets are empty. The houses might have been abandoned, but perhaps everyone was just staying inside. I tried one of the doors out of curiosity and it was locked, so if anyone did see me, I apologize for my appearance. It's been a challenging week, to say the least. I'm sure I'd have done the same if I'd seen some woman covered in blood from head to toe walking around like a lunatic. Though I might have needed help. It could have been my blood, you know? You might have helped. But anyway, there's probably nobody there. I'm just speaking into a void, aren't I? You didn't need saving. There's nobody left. I'm at home now. What I once called home. It's unchanged, untouched, which I'm pleased about, obviously, though it's slightly unnerving. When I came in, there were even the outfits I decided against on the night of the party, not my party, draped over the sofa. I've showered. Just so you know, if anyone is listening, I had a shower, so there's that. My answering machine. This seemed so retro and fun when I first got it. I found it at a car boot sale. It's one of the ones with the tapes, which I thought was a brilliant idea at the time. But actually, I don't think I can get any replacement tapes because they stopped making them, so it might have been a bit short-sighted of me. It was Tanya's aunt's, originally. The answer phone. Aunt or great aunt, one of the two, certainly. Oh, Tanya. I'm sorry. I keep thinking about you clutching on to the decapitated cardboard cutout of Jerry the Ferry as you tried to swim away from the pier and then you disappearing, going under, and that was that. You were a good friend in many ways. Anyway, this machine, as I was saying, it was Tanya's aunt's. She's dead too, but of natural causes, before any of this started. The machine, though, I just thought it was a bit of fun when I first got it, but then when all the mobile networks went down here, it was suddenly very useful. And it's flashing now, which means there are messages. Let's see if I remember how it works. Pretty sure if I press this button, it...
You have 24 messages.
Wow, that's an awful lot. Though I suppose it's only about 2 a month for the whole time I've been away, something like that. So, not very many at all, if you look at it like that. Let's see what they are.
Steph, I've got everything. I was thinking I'd maybe get things set up first. Dave said he'd lock the gates so I can leave everything there, and then I could come to yours and we could get ready together. I can bring some Prosecco. We could have a glass or two. What do you think?
Oh. Ingrid. My dear, dear Ingrid, how did I not hear this message? Stupid machine.
Hey, Steph. Guess you didn't get that message about coming over. I'm sure you've got lots to do. Not to worry. I went home to get changed instead, and I'm on my way over there now. Steph, there's something I think we should talk about, though. I won't say anything on here because we don't know who... But I think you know what the thing is that we should be talking about. That thing. I'd really appreciate it if we could discuss it later. Okay, so I'll see you there at 6, as planned. Right. Okay, bye for now.
I wonder what that thing was. She never mentioned it. And now I'll never know.
Steph, it's 10 past. Just checking you're on your way. And yes, this isn't a mobile, is it? So if you can hear this, you're at home. So I really hope you can't hear this and you are on your way.
I wasn't on my way.
Steph, it's 5:30. I mean, the band are here. You live 5 minutes from the pier, 10, tops. What on earth are you doing? We're on air at 7.
In my defence, I hadn't been outside for several months, so I was having to locate all my makeup and dig out all my nice outfits as I'd been living in an old hoodie and joggers. I was simply trying to look vaguely presentable, and I may have slightly misjudged how long that was going to take. Oh, and I had a nap, but that was important too.
Steph, I'm actually getting worried about you now. Have you been arrested? We're on air in 10 minutes. If you can, get here.
I was actually on my way by then. Ingrid, you were such a good, good friend. My best friend. Maybe if you'd stayed with the fishy folk, you'd still be alive now. But you chose to come with me. I don't know what I'll do without you. You were such a good person. I wish I could be a good person, because I seem to have been chosen for something. I have a power, or maybe it's not a power, an invulnerability. Those things, they don't touch me. I just walked here. They were everywhere. There were these soldiers, and they were shooting at the things, and obviously they couldn't see them, and the soldiers, they were being ripped apart, just like my mega fans, Petra and Paul and poor dear Ingrid. But as this carnage was happening around me, I just walked through it. Like, I really don't want to compare myself to Moses or to Jesus or whoever, but I mean, that's the only way I can explain it. I just walked right up to the wall, and one of the guards saw me, and he couldn't believe it. He looked at me with this awe. I could sense his awe, and without saying a word, he threw down a ladder and ran away. I climbed up, and there I was, finally, back inside Corby-on-Sea. The thing is, though, what am I supposed to do with this power? Am I supposed to save everyone? I've never been a violent person. I wish I could ask Ingrid. She'd know what to do. Listeners, do I have any listeners? If anyone is out there, do call in and let me know what you think I should do with my new superpowers / cosmic responsibility. I'd really appreciate it. In the meantime, let's see who these other messages are from.
Steph, it's Poppy. I saw you tonight on the pier. I was a bit late, and those things had started attacking everyone. You seem to have everything under control, though, so I thought I'd go home so as not to die. I hope you're all right. Let me know about Wednesday.
Poppy! My love! She didn't die that night after all. I was crying out to her, though, and she disappeared. I don't understand. I've gone through that moment so many times in my mind, and she just turned away. Maybe she just didn't want to die, which is fair, obviously. I'm so glad you're not dead, Poppy. That's brilliant news.
It's Wednesday. People are saying that you let the monsters onto the mainland. They've decimated Hull, apparently. Why would you do that, Steph? I liked the Maritime Museum. Are you coming home? Oh, it's Poppy again. Hi!
We went to the Maritime Museum together, and Poppy lost an earring, and we looked for it for about an hour. So many people were helping by the end. It was such fun. Looking for things can be brilliant.
So maybe you shouldn't come back. It's not that I don't want to see you. I do. It's just that there's a bounty on your head. They want you alive, though. Does that mean it's not your head? What's the expression for when they want you alive? I'm pretty new to bounty lingo. I'll look it up and let you know. Anyway, the prices work out like this. It's £2,000 for you dead and £10,000 for you alive. There's been some controversy about the government issuing bounties, but I think they found some legal loophole from the 15th century which nobody ever bothered to change. Just goes to show, doesn't it? You've really got to dot the I's and cross the T's. I'll get back to you about the terminology anyway. This is Poppy.
Such a character. Surely she didn't...
So, a bounty can still be on your head, even if they don't necessarily want you dead. In this case, they'd rather that you were dead than alive and running around wherever you are causing untold chaos. But they would prefer to have you alive, to extract information from you, I suppose. Maybe through, like, torture or something? I met a nice man from the government who explained it. Anyway, hope you're well. It's Poppy.
Who knew they actually just wanted me to do an interview on their terrible radio show?
Hi, it's Poppy. It's been a while now. I'm not sure if you're still alive. I keep imagining you being off on some wild adventure. Sometimes I think I'd like to be there with you, but I'd probably be quite scared. I'm not sure. The puzzle business is going really well. I've had some investment, which is great. It does mean that I'm having to make puzzles with a more government-positive message. The dogs were making people sad, apparently, because so many of them have disappeared or been replaced with vaguely similar dogs in the early hours of the morning. Cardinal's still here, though. Bless his little cotton socks. Oh, you remember those socks of his? I think they were a present from you. He still has them. Extraordinary, really. Okay, bye.
Oh, my darling, I wish you'd been with me on my adventures. I'd have protected you. I mean, I know I might not always seem all that brave. That was more Ingrid's department. But with Poppy by my side, I would have been inspired. I just know it.
Hi, Steph. I don't think you're ever coming back. Because of the bounty and the huge wall they've put up. And, I mean, you definitely just get killed, and I don't want that. But I do miss you. So, if there was maybe some way of you coming home without dying, I'd like that. No pressure. Oh, it's Poppy, by the way.
I have returned. I'm alive, and I may even be some kind of... I don't know. Maybe like a god. Possibly not a god, but a sort of chosen one. More like the Knights of the Round Table. Arthur was chosen to pull the sword from the stone, and Galahad was the one knight who could retrieve the Holy Grail, though didn't that have something to do with him being a virgin? Well, those weren't exactly sex-positive narratives, were they? And they were all men, which is ridiculous. In any case, I do appear to have been chosen and imbued with certain powers, which possibly nobody else has. And it's a lot of responsibility, and I'd really like to talk to someone about it. Poppy, if you're still alive and if you're listening, I'm at home. Call me or just come over. I've missed you so much.
Hi. I wanted to say I'm sorry about before, like before, when I ended things. I know I never really gave you a reason and I'm not sure I even know now, but I do know how much it hurt you. I was really pleased you didn't hate me after. Well, maybe you did for a bit, but I was pleased that you stopped hating me because I really don't like it when people hate me. So, thanks. Oh, this is Poppy. Hope you're still alive.
I could never hate you.
So, there's something I should tell you.
Oh, my God, I swear I know that bark. Cardinal! Oh, my God, Cardinal! I can't believe you're still alive. And you knew I was here. And nobody even replaced you with a slightly different dog of a vaguely similar breed. You remember me. This must be a sign. Poppy, are you on your way here? Did you send Cardinal ahead? Oh, the rest of the message.
Tell you. Remember I told you about the man from the government I'd been chatting to about the bounty on your head? Well, he's called Peter, and we've sort of become a bit of a thing. He's really nice to me, and very supportive of my career as a bespoke puzzle designer. I still really care about you, but I just think you must be dead by now, and all I'm doing here is talking into a void. It's been 6 months. Anyway, yeah. The thing is, Peter asked me to marry him today, and I said yes. I know you'll never hear this, but I still wanted to try to tell you somehow, and I really hope that you'll be happy for me, if you're still alive, which I hope you are, obviously.
Peter?
I forgot to say my name in that last message. It's Poppy.
I fucking know. Sorry about this, listeners. Just had to take a moment to... It's fine. It's actually really fine. Peter's almost certainly dead by now. More messages.
Hi, it's my wedding day. My mum's really happy. As she hugged me this morning, she said something about always knowing it was a face, and I gave her a look, so she knew not to say that again. But I didn't storm out or anything like that. She always liked you, you know. I know you only met a couple of times, but she did. She said you had a very warm voice. Everyone says that. Peter doesn't know about you and me, not because of the gay thing, more because of the you being a wanted criminal thing. They'd probably try to use me as bait or something, I don't know. Anyway, you weren't a phase and I'm not over you or over the phase or whatever. I still miss you, but I can't see that you'll ever come back. And even if you did, I can't be a vagabond like you. Pirate life isn't for me, Stephanie. But look, I know I didn't say this when we...
What on earth?
Sorry, I tripped over the wire and tangled myself up in it, and it was quite dangerous, actually. I'm lying on the floor now in my wedding dress. Hi, it's Poppy. What I was going to say, not that it matters because you'll never hear it, but I thought I might as well mention that I may possibly somewhat love you. Okay, got to go. This is Poppy.
Oh, my love, I love you too. I've always loved you. Whenever I think of my listeners in their homes, my voice in their ears... I want everyone to feel special, like I'm doing it for them. But really, there's only ever one listener in my mind, and that's you. You are, and you always will be, my listener.
This isn't the pizza place. Bit drunk, whoops.
She was always such a lightweight.
I'm just phoning to say I'm very happy. I think I might be pregnant. I haven't done a test, I just have a hunch, you know. I hope it's a girl. I'm going to call her Stephanie. After you. Just in case you thought I had a great aunt, Stephanie, or something.
Oh, that's so touching. I mean, it's very weird, but... Touching? Yes, not sure how I... feel about that.
Panic over. Took an actual test and I'm not pregnant. Phew.
Well, that's... Yes, okay.
Stephanie, you're alive. I heard you on the radio. Are you living with the Fisher folk? They sound pretty full on. I couldn't do that, as you know, because of my allergies. Anyway, really pleased to hear you're alive. Are you coming back to Corby? Would be great to catch up. This is Poppy.
Catch up. I just walked through a literal battlefield to get to you.
If you are coming back here, could you maybe bring me a copy of Anna's tape? Because I really like that song. Hope you're well.
I mean, I had other things on my mind, like being kidnapped by militant permaculturalists.
I heard there was a new episode today where you got kidnapped. You're always getting into such japes and scrapes. Do you remember when we went to the Maritime Museum in Hull and I pretended that I'd lost an earring and you looked for it for about an hour and you enlisted all the front of house staff and, like, it must have been about 5 or 6 passers-by, just random people to help look for it. And I was just watching in awe because you were so in your element doing that, so determined. And then, eventually, I just slipped the earring out of my pocket and pretended I'd found it. God, that was such fun, wasn't it?
I mean, yes, that was a fun day. I did think you'd actually lost your earring, but... okay. And I really had been kidnapped. I was locked in a cell for several days.
I really need to catch up on your show. Are you getting any closer to Corby? It's just so difficult when stuff is live, you know? And we never know when you're going to broadcast. Someone must have recorded it. Remember how easy these things used to be? I'm just grateful that I collected so many box sets when I was a teenager, or there'd be absolutely nothing to watch. I did a rewatch of The OC, which was just... mwah, aged surprisingly well. Oh, did you know there's a radio show called Inside Time now, which is sort of like your old show, but not, and it's hosted by Arnold, who did the government announcements. He used to be an actor, but I guess he came here for a one-off voiceover gig and got sort of swept up in things. Anyway, his show's terrible. Oh, and Simon is his producer. Remember how you thought you'd killed him? Well, you haven't. He doesn't do the songs anymore, though. They just have a really, really long poem. It's Poppy.
Well, yes, I mean, Ingrid did sort of actually kill him the second time around. I don't think there's any reason not to say that in the circumstances. And, Arno, I am ever so grateful for your help, and I do hope you haven't been executed by the government now. I hope you realise that... keeping you away from Petra and Paul was for your own safety. But Poppy, sweet Poppy, I am back. I am here. I am Dustin Hoffman to your Catherine Ross, and I am shaking the window of the church right now and screaming, no! And fine, I realize it's 6 months too late, but is it? Is it ever too late for love, for... true love for what we had, Poppy. Come with me. We'll leave this ghost town together. We'll have the greatest adventures. With you by my side, I can become the hero destiny wants me to be. I'll slay these beasts one by one. I have a weapon. Hang on. I assumed it wasn't real, but maybe if I... bloody hell! Right, well, that's real, and I need a new microwave now, and possibly a new kitchen counter as well. But the point is that I am armed and dangerous and possibly invincible. Poppy, this is our time. I must self-actualize my destiny as a modern woman, just like Petra and Paul said. One last message.
Poppy here. Okay, so I heard something tonight about someone just walking into Corby. That it was a woman and that she was covered in blood from head to toe. Everyone was terrified. They just stayed inside and turned all their lights off. People are saying that it finally is the end of days and this is a kind of demon, a harbinger of doom. Was it you, Steph? Are you the harbinger of doom? I mean, I don't know. Doesn't make sense, but nobody's actually tried to get into Corby for such a long time, and the only person I thought of who might actually want to come back is you. Oh, also, Cardinal's gone missing again. If you are the demon, can you keep an eye out for him, please?
I'm not a demon or a harbinger of doom. I had a shower. If anything, I'm the opposite of a demon. Okay, not an angel. What's the opposite of a demon? Well, not a saint exactly, but a bit like that, I'd say. Poppy, if you are listening, I'm here at home. I'm at home with Cardinal. He found me here, just like you said he would. And yes, he did always prefer me. Sorry about that. I know it was awkward. I just have a way with animals, particularly dogs. I think it's my voice. Come in. This episode of The People Outside was written by William Drew. Poppy was played by Elf Lyons, Ingrid was played by Bella Heeson, and Stephanie was played by me, Helen Duff. Original music written and performed by Astrid Stieholder. Sound design by Kieran Lucas.
The producer was Oliver Seymour, and the creative director was William Drew. Series 2 of The People Outside is made with the support of Arts Council England. Visit our website, www.thepeopleoutside.com, to find out more and listen to other episodes. This was the final episode of Series 2. We hope to be back soon with a third series. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and subscribe to be the first to know about future episodes.